Peter Baymore is on the line once again from Sir. Peter, where are you now?
I'm about a kilometre north of the hospital now, close to what's the new front line. It's an area of very dense housing in the middle of the city. While on the east and west, the advance seems to slow down a bit. On the west, it's mostly shelling today. Where I am now, I'm in front of... I'm on a crossroads with about a dozen apartment houses in front of me. And it's mainly kind of foot fighters going across. There's an awful lot of fire going backwards and forwards, but they seem very confident now. There seems to be a real swagger about these guys as they're moving forward into the city. I can see one of the new Libyan flags flying from the apartment house. Yesterday, I was stuck for a couple of hours about, 300 or 400 metres from here because they couldn't move. Now they're just... If my impression is right from what I'm seeing, they seem to be swarming through these buildings at the moment.
We're hearing that Mutasin Gaddafi is one of those people still stuck in one of two neighbourhoods, in the Dollar neighbourhood of Sudet. Is that right?
Hi, Dollar, yes. It literally means the Dollar district. It's where all the rich people live. And it was a nickname that the people of Sudet gave to it. I was just talking to one of the guys who listens into the radio transmissions of the Gaddafi guys. I mean, they occasionally swap insults, but they know of three or four high value assets in there. Three of them go by code names 1, 2, 3. My understanding is that number one is Mu'tasim. Number two was Abdullah Sanusi, and they haven't heard that call sign on the radio recently, which means that they suspect he's either dead or escaped into the desert. And the third one is Mansour Vahl, who is the commander of the armed forces of the old army, who they believe is commanding the defence of this city. Finally, there is this kind of one other call sign that they hear often talked about, and that is the asset. I've told the word in Arabic, but I'm afraid I've forgotten it. But every now and then they hear talk about the asset. The asset being moved around, and they haven't yet identified who that is.
Can you just clarify one thing? A reader asked us whether the police and security building has been taken. Do you know any more about that?
Which building?
The police and security building.
I don't know, I'm afraid. There was a police station that was looted the other day. I saw that reported in one of the wire services as an interior security building, but it was just a police station with riot shields and helmets. So, I mean, I simply don't know. I'm not sure where the location of that building is.
We were talking earlier today about, this could take another day, could take another week. Have you changed at all on that estimate?
No, I mean, I've now gone to to four different locations on the front for this battle. I've gone to where, on the west, an area called the 700s, which where the fighting got held up by the television station yesterday. There's now an artillery position next to that. There's still firing coming from the little mosque that I described, which is holding up the advance of the trucks and the fighters on foot. But they're right next to it and firing into District 2. On the east, when you come into the city, you reach District 3. I mean, you have to understand, these three districts are not in order. From east to west, it goes 2-1-3. And on the eastern side, it appears as though the Benghazi forces have taken a lot of District 3, although they are still have snipers and RPGs being fired at them, which means they haven't got full control. In fact, this morning I saw five pro-Gaddafi snipers in the back of the truck who've just been captured. It's in the centre that the advance seems to be taking place at the moment, and that's in the area directly in front of the hospital, where there's a hill that sort of leads down to flat area that then leads to the sea. And that's where I am at the moment, in this housing complex, where guys on foot are moving forward and the gun trucks are coming through and taking control of the streets ahead of me.
Compared to the fall of Tripoli, this is taking a lot longer. Why is that?
I missed the fall of Tripoli, but, two of the people who I'm sleeping on the floor with, two other British journalists were there. This is a completely different order of urban fighting. That collapsed very, very quickly indeed. This is not collapsing quickly. I mean, this is, some of the heaviest urban fighting I've seen in covering, I don't know, a dozen wars. I mean, both sides now are pretty evenly matched in terms of what they have. They neither have planes, they have similar weapons, mortars, anti-aircraft guns and light assault rifles. And it's, you know, and the buildings I'm looking at are four stories high. You know, advancing against those buildings down the street as they tried to do yesterday before they did it successfully today puts you right in the way of any snipers. But the other advantage is that there is an awful lot of cover. It's why journalists like myself have been able to work in this city despite, you know, the intensity of the combat. We can move building to building to building with what I would call a relative modicum of safety.
It doesn't sound very safe.
It's mainly outgoing fire that you're hearing, but just on the corner I'm on, there has been sniper fire. I mean, the previous corner I've just come from, there's two large pools of blood where a couple of the guys got hit earlier today. It's what it is. It's kind of relatively close quarters urban conflict.
Okay, Peter, take care. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.